Let's do it.
Talk over reason.
Huh?
Don't talk over reason.
Unfocus.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We're back, bitches.
I am AJ Twist.
I'm T, and this is the podcast about video games, comics, movies, anime, and we're on episode 324. This is the Torkoal. Am I saying that right?
Yes, I believe so.
The Torkoal episode.
He is the coal Pokemon.
Yeah, probably, right? I mean,
he's very Torkoaling.
What? That's not a verb. You can't make that up.
Dude, we make verbs every day.
That's true.
We've been...
The rules are off now.
We're making... No, that's a verb.
All right, no more from you. This is clearly a nerd podcast. You know, don't forget, that's the Cole Pokemon.
Is it for reals?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, shit.
The Cole Pokemon. Good guess, actually. It's pretty rare that we get it right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so, we usually do video games, card games, comics, anime,
yeah.
Movies,
all
TV shows.
We're live on twitch.tv/closer28. You can check us out live there every Wednesday, or go to youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to catch the live or the broadcast, the VODs.
Yeah, the rebroadcast. Yeah, that's right. Or don't forget, we're also available on Spotify if you want to get us that way. You can go to our main website, collision28.com.
Listen to us.
You can email us to ask us questions or have your role in the podcast on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com. That's the main stuff. AJ, Unfocused Weeks, I got a big one, so you want to start us off?
Yeah, sure. Like as we're doing the show, guys, kick back, play some games, listen to us talk. That's what you should be doing. Let us know what you're playing.
Yeah.
In
all right.
Comments below or in chat.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, tell us what you're playing. All right, AJ, what you got?
So, I have not been in the state of California.
Like a sucker. No, what? Tell the good people what you've been
doing. Oh, shit, Tai Chi has just subscribed.
Oh, Tai Chi, good to see you.
What up? Thanks. I was out of state visiting family in New Mexico, as I do every so often, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now who it goes. And then, I brought a lot of shit with me to do, and I didn't get to do a lot of that shit because I was actually busy with freaking just with people there and shit. Usually, once in a while, I go there, it's like no one's around. I'm just sitting there and doing nothing, right? So I brought a whole shitload of comics with me. I brought like my cards so I can organize them and shit like that. I had no time for any of that, which was kind of crazy. My niece is, my sister keeps telling me, she's just like you, Anthony. You guys have the same, like, into the same things, and she's, like, really, like, interested in random things, and she's just like you. I'm like, all right, let's see.
Yeah, that's my biggest fear is my kid will be just like my siblings. But go on, how did they prove it?
So I bought her, like, a shitload of Pokemon cards, and, she was into it and trying to learn it, and I even brought my own decks I was hoping to build decks of all these Pokemon cards that I've been buying for the last couple of months. I've been finding these ETBs, the Elite Trainer boxes.
Oh,
they
shit.
Have like 8 packs in them. They come with a whole mess of energy cards, so you can just build a deck out of it, right? I don't think those 8 packs are enough to build any deck, though, that are worth it anyways. So I bought 3 of them. I was trying to buy a whole box set, but they're fucking expensive. I ended up bringing my own like Pokemon decks to play with that I've already built, and I had 2 of them. So I gave her one to play with, and I played one. I taught her the game, and she was actually interested. And we played one round. She's like, "Okay, let's go again." And then she was actually kind of getting the hang of it.
Oh shit!
So
you
that
created
was cool.
A monster.
And then we switched decks, and she tried to play my deck that I was just playing, and I beat her with the other one. I'm like, "Nope, you still got some ways to go." But she's also into My Hero Academia, which is something I've been watching recently, right?
Na, 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 na.
So yeah. I've been, getting those My Hero Academia Universes cards. And one of her favorite character is Todoroki. And I happen to have a Todoroki character card. And she's like, I want it. I'm like, take it. I'm not going to do anything with him.
The half fire, half ice for it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So she's kind of hyped over that. And then she's also been playing Pokemon. She has Pokemon Let's Go Eevee, which is the remake of the original Red and Blue. But it's like almost
Eevee,
like in a
like yellow, like it's yellow.
It's kind of like
Eevee.
Yellow, yeah. But it's also kind of like Pokemon Go, the mobile game where you actually see the Pokemon walking around and you can throw a ball by flicking a ball at them and all that. It has motion controls to catch Pokemon too. So it's a bit different, but it's still the like original Red and Blue, Kanto region and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
apparently she didn't know you can save games. This is the issue with kids nowadays. They don't know that they can save a damn game.
She didn't
know
you could save games?
No, she was playing. I'm like,
and she would just start over every time?
Yeah, every single time. I'm like, why are you at the first stream? You have not beat this game yet? She's like, no, it takes too long. Like, every time I turn on the game, I have to start all over. I'm like,
that's funny.
Don't you know you can save the game? She's like, what do you mean, save it? Like, doesn't it just save when I turn it off? I'm like, no, that's why you have to start every time.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you mean? That's why you're
She's like, oh, I just always thought I had to start all over. I'm like, and I went through the menu. I'm like, look, save. She's like, whoa. So now hopefully she'll make it through. And then she got stuck on Brock. I was like, why are you stuck on Brock? You have a Bellsprout and a Bulbasaur.
Hey, man, that Geodude's mean, okay?
She's like, but the big snake thing, the Onix. I'm like, Bulbasaur and Bellsprout, you're good.
Yeah, they all kick his ass. All you need is, what is it, a Vine Whip? No, what's the Whip?
Yeah, just Vine Whip or Razor Leaf.
Razor Leaf, one of those.
Like, which she had Vine Whip on both of them, and that's all she needed.
How did she not win? Geodude should have been nothing, right?
Wow. So, like, Taiji says he had a cousin who would turn off the PlayStation to switch disc on Metal Gear Solid. He thought something was wrong with his game.
Wow.
You had to switch disc back in the day, too. That's crazy.
Yeah, did.
So, I've been teaching her that shit. We played some, you know, the classic Jackbox game, the Quiplash, and some of the other games on there I've never been able to play because every time I try to play it with the group, the game would always freeze or something would go wrong with the game. For some reason, we were able to play those other games this time, so we tried those out for once. It's like this one we had to draw and we had to bid on. It was weird.
Did they make this backwards?
No. Bam.
Oh, that's why. Okay, go on.
And then what else did we play? We play Jackbox Party Pack number 2, which is what I have. We play all the games on that with my siblings and mostly my siblings, actually. Oh, the big thing I did, though, is I did an escape room. You ever done an escape room?
No, I've always wanted to. There was a Zelda escape room I always wanted to go to, but it sold out so quick.
There's escape room that exists randomly. You got to make an appointment and all that, right? Come on the group.
They used to have an escape room department over here in Pacoima.
Oh, yeah?
It was like a few blocks down.
I know there's one around here that I pass often.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably the same one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And like escape rooms can rent that place out to set up their thing.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah, the one I went to, they have several rooms that you can play there. Over in New Mexico, my sister was, we got to do one together as just siblings. And she was telling everyone, no girlfriends, no boyfriends, like just siblings.
This is a thing, huh? Yeah. It becomes a fight. Okay.
So we did that. It was pretty cool. It was called the Lost Ruins, something like that. And it was like you were in the jungle. The room's dark and it kind of quickly tell you the rules and everything. And, you know, you can't climb on shit. Don't force things. Things would just happen. And then we had an hour to figure it out. And then once you figure out one room, another door opens to another room, and then there's a third room. So there's like three different rooms you got to go to.
Oh, that's cool. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was cool. I was just upset, though, because they also offer you hints. It's like, hey, if you have a hint, just kind of yell out the name of your game attendant who's watching you in the cameras and let them know you need a hint. And there's a TV that's hanging up in one of the rooms. You just go to it and she'll like pop up, you know, your hints and text them out and all that. But you only get three. And we had to use a hint to get, and I was so upset because we couldn't figure it out. I wanted to figure it out. All it was some statues of different animals, and there were some pedestals. I was like, I know we had to put these animals on these pedestals in a certain order, but how do we figure it out? And I was going through this stupid journal that was there and trying to decode other written stuff written on the walls and all that, and I couldn't figure it out. And they're like, everyone's just giving up at that point. The funniest part, though, was that there's this. We saw this red laser on the wall, and all of a sudden it would disappear. Like, what the fuck is that? And then we realized, oh, when you step in this one spot over here, that laser comes on. But what's it pointing to, you know? Later on, we finally make it to the third last room, and we found some mirrors. We're like, oh, we got to bounce these mirrors. Like, I knew to do right away.
Oh, the laser off the mirrors.
Yeah,
oh,
there's
okay,
two
okay.
mirrors. Like, okay, we got to bounce I it see. Off. And then there was, like, this face on the wall with some gems. Like, the classic, just point the laser at the gems.
Eyes,
shit,
yeah,
you know?
The gems, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I got my other sister to get one of my sisters, she's a total airhead, man. She grabs the mirror. She's like, oh, okay. So she walks way against the wall and points the mirror at the laser. But she couldn't bounce it toward me. I'm like, you need to stand in the doorway where I can see you so you can bounce. She's like, oh, okay. And she walks closer, but still turns the wrong way, and then the laser is like facing the back of her head. And we're just like yelling at her the whole time. Like
everyone's like, "Hey, just do
Angie,
this.
Just turn." And she, eventually, my other sister just grabbed the mirror from her, kicked it into my room, and then we got the laser pointed at the right thing. And right when we did that, right in the back corner, a cowbell drops. It has a key on it, but it makes a loud fucking cowbell sound. You know?
Yeah.
And it fell right behind her. She fucking screamed and ran to the other room.
Oh my god! No. So you better hope hilarious. That she's not the one you get in the emergency with. She's gonna
panic.
Oh
yeah, for sure. Nope. Yep. Exactly. But yeah, once that happened, one last chest to open. It had gave us another code to open the last door, and we won. And we had like 10 minutes to spare.
Damn.
And what was funny too is that the people that were like watching us, I guess, stopped paying attention. And when we made it out the room, they're like, "Oh, is everything okay?" Like, because the door is just open. Like, if anyone wants to just walk out, they're too claustrophobic, whatever. You can just walk out the door. But if you punch in the code and then open it, then it tells you you won the game, right? Oh, yeah. But we had walked out, and they're like, "What happened? Are you guys okay?" We're like, "I think we beat it." They're like, "Really?" And he looks like, "Oh, how'd you guys get out?" We're like, the key dropped, and you know, we opened the chest, and it gave us the code. And he's like, "We didn't hear the key drop." I'm like, "Well, it was a loud cowbell." He's like, "Man, it did drop. We didn't hear it. Normally we hear it, and we get to see you guys freak out when it happens. We just missed the whole thing."
So she's not weird for freaking out. That's
yeah,
a thing.
It was supposed to happen, yeah. Oh, we're like, funny. We usually know when it's about to happen, and we just totally missed it. Well, anyways, congratulations, guys. And
that's
yeah,
funny.
It was funny.
Damn, okay, so that was all yeah, part of the process.
Yeah, did all that, and I think that's pretty much it. You know, played some Smash with my niece and all that. And
dude, your niece sounds badass. Is this who I'm going to be doing the podcast with in the future?
Oh, yeah.
On Focus 2 is going to be me and your niece?
Might be, yeah. I don't know. I'll ask her. I mean, she's barely 10 right now, so we'll see. Give her another, like, maybe 5 or 6 years, you know?
That's right.
And then I played some my Pokemon Pearl, and I finally got past the first gym, finally. And then, yeah, just yesterday, WAGS was over. We played some Pokemon, Digimon, yeah. And then we played some UFS.
So you guys played the little UFS too?
Yeah, so we got to do that. I played my Talon deck, which I never played before. That deck's kind of weird. It's flipping over foundations and stuff, and I didn't know what I was doing it for a while. And then I saw another card that I had, another Talon card that I have from the DLC sets. It has different rules. It's a Talon character card and everything, but there's different rules on it. And that one just said some shit like, "Oh, if you have flip foundations and you can do this." So I was like, "Whoa, my I don't know how I built my deck, but it was flipping foundations anyways. So all I had to do is switch my character card, and I think my deck would just work better. I don't know how that happened, but I might have to go fuck around with that later on. But yeah, and then also, what else did I do? I feel like there was one other thing. Oh, I got Pokemon Snap.
Oh, you finally got it?
My brother got
it. Did you play it yet?
No, I haven't played it yet.
Okay.
I haven't had any time to do shit. But I'll start playing that pretty soon, so that's cool. I think that's about it, really.
All right. For my Focus Week, I had a lot of shit. I saw this old school-ass movie that I should have seen a long time ago. It's called John Carpenter's Vampires. You ever heard of that?
No.
It's a movie about vampire hunters. And, you know, there's the whole thing is there's a big group of them. And they're just storming vampire-infested houses and, like, hitting them at daytime, you know, when they're fucking all asleep. And it's the first time I've ever seen a vampire thing where all the characters are super smart and super strategic.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is they go in, they break into the vampire house. You know, they do a lot of research to find out which ones are their houses. They break in there, and they fucking harpoon one of them, and they drag them out into the fucking daylight.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that way they can't fucking fuck with them, you know? Yeah. Like, it's like, you just watch it, you're like, "Man, this is the smartest fucking vampire movie I've ever seen." And the whole thing is, they're looking for the master.
Yeah.
Because like, there's a lot of vampire houses around, like, it's because there's a master that's controlling them. They can kill him, they don't even have to fucking deal with them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep hitting houses, and they can't find the motherfucker. And, you know, I don't want to spoil it, but the master's doing something fucking super clever to hide from the humans that you would never think of. It's so obvious, and you're just like...
Some vampire shit.
He
was just hanging on the ceiling the whole time.
No, that's also good. You know, that works too. You know? Nah, he did some super clever shit. I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't seen it, but it was just crazy. It was a good movie. You know, it's pretty bloody, pretty violent, pretty adult too. I was like surprised. But yeah, this is a cool-ass movie. I saw that. I saw Matrix Resurrections.
How was it?
Yeah, it's alright.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing.
Yeah, it's alright. I mean, it was better than Revolutions.
Exactly,
but
what I keep hearing too.
That's not saying much, you know. Like,
exactly what I keep hearing.
It's like almost the same.
It's
thing.
Like it's better than the sequels. Not as good as the first one though.
Yeah, I think Reloaded might be better than this one though.
Okay.
But you know, Reloaded always gets kind of sour because you know it's so closely connected to Revolutions. Mm. I don't know. I guess that just depends on your personal opinion, but it's not that great. It's okay. And it's worth watching just to see what they do with it, you know? The one thing people keep complaining about is how meta the movie is. That's only like the first 20 minutes are like that. So I'm surprised people make that complaint so
people always complain about the first couple minutes. That's how you know they didn't
finish
watching it.
It's a slow movie. It's because it's slow at the first 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My brother-in-law was also saying the same shit. It's like, oh, I fell asleep in the first 20 minutes. He's like, it gets pretty good afterwards, but I just fell asleep that first time, and I rewatched it the next day, and it was all right.
Yes. Yeah. It's kind of like the old Matrix if you weren't paying attention. Yeah. Hmm. I got myself one of these Digimon starter boxes for the they just finally came out.
I keep seeing them, but like I didn't want to get one because I don't think there's anything in it for
you. Don't play blue
anything.
Or red, so
yeah, exactly.
There's no reason for you to get it.
Is this the deck that has some shit for Imperial Dramon, or is
no?
That's
it's,
later.
It's all Alt Force. It's a brand new Alt Force Vmon, a new one. It's not even the same one before.
Apparently, they come with these memory boost cards, though. Like for every color, there's a red, a blue, a yellow, a green, a black, and a purple.
Yeah, secret rare version.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So every deck has these, right?
Yeah, every starter deck has all of them.
I might just need to buy one just for to get these.
AJ brings that up, I also bought a purple starter. It was cheap, but still, I had to buy the whole starter. Guess what? For two fucking cards.
Yeah, me too.
Devimon blocker.
I think I bought two purples as well as for those blockers as well.
Right? I would have just bought the cards individually, but honestly, it was like almost the same as the fucking whole starter, and I'm like, and the starter, I don't have to wait for it to come in the mail. I can just go ahead and get it right now rather than wait for two cards to come.
Yeah. I've been seeing the purple decks around at certain card shops recently, too, so they're not that hard to find right now, so it's like, why not?
And then fucking finally, after however long of searching, I finally found myself one of the Digimon gift boxes.
Where'd you find it?
Online.
Oh, you got it online.
Yeah, because apparently none of the stores fucking had it. Yeah, it came really fast.
That's cool.
I was really surprised. And, none of the stores had it. Finally went to buy a GameStop in Northridge, and they're like, oh, yeah, we had it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, but they said it sold out quick. They said it sold out real quick. I was like, yes.
Not surprised.
So, yeah, some of the stuff you get near AJ, took a look at this cool memory counter you get. It's like a big one. Which, by the way, the starter deck came with a metal memory counter, too. This is pretty cool, right?
Metal cards.
Yeah.
This is also kind of like, almost kind of metal, like a thin piece, maybe a plastic.
Mm-hmm. It came with this Digivice, you know, that has a little coin, and I don't think you're supposed to use the whole thing. I think you're supposed to use the coin and just, like, kind of move it across.
Maybe, or...
It's funny, though, if you don't use this little plastic thing that comes in it, it doesn't stay in place.
That's weird.
You know,
that's
it
a
just
bad
floats
design.
Around in it.
Yeah.
I'm like, you guys used the little fake plastic thing? Like, you bitch asses. Like, that's kind of a dick move.
That's fucking weird.
Right? You could. I think AJ could probably 3D print something better.
For sure.
But, you know, it's just interesting.
I mean, I already 3D printed a better memory counter.
Yeah, exactly. Your memory card is way better than these fucking weak-ass things.
It's just a coin. That's all it is.
But you know, the main reason I bought this is because it has these. The Digimon Classic Collection cards. The packs.
Oh, dude, this clicks in here.
Oh, it clicks?
Yeah.
Oh, am I tripping? Oh, okay.
There's a snaps in here. Bam.
Oh, that's why. Okay, so you don't need that stupid thing. Okay, I was wrong. Good. I'm glad I was wrong.
But this shit's fucking huge, though. Like, why would you use this as a memory counter?
I feel like you would just use the coin. I'm like, why? I don't know.
That's probably what it's for. So you can just pop it out, probably.
Just keep it in there.
And
so
then,
you don't
and then
it.
When you're done, just pop it back in, I guess.
Style.
That's
all about style. It's kind of dumb. But
I think it doesn't
the main reason I got is because these classic collection cards. I wanted these because you don't get these packs. These packs are not available in America yet. Not for another week, I think.
Another couple weeks,
like
probably.
10 days, yeah.
Yeah.
So I want these now. Yeah, you know, that shows cool. Oh, but look, you know what? I wanted them so bad, I felt like you should have one too, man.
What? Damn, okay.
So,
I don't mind. Oh, there's a different Digimon in this shit. This has a Tentomon in it.
Yeah, that one's Tentomon.
You have an Agumon.
It's different every
shit.
Time. It can be any one of... Look, you flip to the back, there's four it could be.
Yeah, I thought there was more.
There's four it could be, yeah.
Okay, now I'm not so mad at this. What makes me disappointed, though, is that we're going to get an abundance of these Black War Greymons, though.
Yeah, it's coming back.
Because everyone has... The Black War Greymon in the center right there.
Yeah, and now he's out more now.
Yeah, it's going to be just like the Yellow Rise Greymons. Everyone's going to have them.
Yeah. It's not as bad as the Yellow Rise Greymon, because remember, they give
you
two.
Yeah,
you know, you need two. It's crazy. But yeah, so you know, we finally got some classic collection packs to open. That's very interesting. We'll take a look at them later. But yeah, you got your own set there, man. Enjoy.
Yeah, thank you.
That being said... Oh, other things. Okay, real quick, my comic thing. So I've been reading some comics. Finally, again, I know I've been lazy for a few months. I haven't been reading.
I was trying. I didn't get to my shit.
Yeah. Well, I gotta be more on the comic reading now, man. Cause Phase 4, is all this shit I've never read before, you know? Like, all these comics, all these movies coming out have finally caught up to my knowledge. Like, there's things I know, but a lot of these books that these movies are based on, I haven't actually read them. So I gotta start stepping my game up.
Yeah.
So in order to do that, I read some of this, The Amazing Spider-Man, given to my buddy Caloost.
Holy shit.
It's an omnibus.
Yeah.
It covers the whole black costume story.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, when he was first got back from Secret Wars, you know, and had the black costume. So half of this he's wearing the black costume, the other half he's wearing the blue and red, because, you know, at some point he, you know, goes back to his regular shit when he shakes it. So yeah, I got this whole thing right here, and I've been slowly reading through it and just seeing him dealing with the black costume. And the very first thing I read was the first two was him dealing with Dr. Octopus and how the fucking arms are alive on their own and shit. I'm like, oh, this, you know,
okay.
And I'm seeing a lot of things they used. Just a little bit of things they used in No Way Home from this. And it's kind of interesting.
Like, that's cool.
Other thing I've been reading, the second part of the Thor comic, which is based on the movie that's coming out, Gore the God Butcher, with it's called Thor Love and Thunder, I think is the movie.
Yeah.
And with Christian Bale as Gore the God Butcher.
Not Batman.
Man, not Batman. Not this time. And this is really good, man. I think I already mentioned the first part was real dope, but this second one's even better, man. And there's like these moments in here where
that a shark
that totally a star shark.
Oh,
by
my
the
bad.
Way. You know, he flies through space.
Oh, it's shit. A
space
okay.
Shark, you know. But there's moments here where like Thor meets his other two versions of himself, and in this they're from different timelines.
Oh, snap!
And you know,
there's
young
a lot
Thor
of that been going around lately. You know.
Yeah, exactly. And this one is more about time travel. Young Thor, Avenger Thor, you know, which is the one we know, and then Old Man Thor, which is, you know. Basically, he has the job of Odin, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, like, just have a moment where young Thor is, like, threatening them, and he's like, and he looks at old man Thor, and he's like, father? And he's like, by Boar's bones, is there no more alcohol left? He's like, you know, he's like, I don't want to deal with this shit. And it's funny, they have, like, a whole Spider-Verse moment very reminiscent of what we saw in this movie that just passed. And, you know, we don't know for sure, but we do know Natalie Portman is also in this movie as Thor.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have a sneaking suspicion we're going to not only see an alternate Chris Hemsworth, but also, you know, Beta Ray Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe we'll have a Thor moment like Spider-Man. And maybe all this, instead of it being time travel like it is in this book,
right?
Maybe it'll be just like it was in Spider-Man. All this is possible because of parallel universes.
Right.
And that's possible because Sylvie killed He Who Remains.
Yeah.
And I'm like, maybe that'll be their way of doing the same thing with Thor that they did with Spider-Man, you know? And just reading this, I'm seeing how it's very possible. Like, I could see that happening. Just them interacting and fucking talking and laugh, like, making jokes that aren't funny to them, but to us, they're really fucking funny, you know? Like,
right.
it's crazy. Like, Thor, like, old man Thor says, even though you're weak and beardless, you know, you're still Thor. You know, I can tell. Like, because he has a big-ass, dope-ass beard.
Yeah.
He just keeps dissing the other Thors because they don't have a beard. It's so funny.
That's funny.
Taichi
says they're going to point at each other, too.
They have a couple moments, man, where stuff like that happens. And it's like... Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So just reading this book, I'm just like, oh, man, that's fucking cool. And lastly, got some cool presents for Christmas for my boy Chris. Secret Warriors here. Some comics about during the Secret Invasion and Siege timeline, which might have a lot of importance to what's going on now. First two issues of the Kate Bishop comic as Hawkeye. Haven't read any of that. And then my boy Tai Chi got me my Black Panther story.
Ooh.
This is one of the most popular Black Panther comics ever made.
That's cool.
Made by John Romita Jr. and drawn by Hudlin. I don't know who that is, but the art looks great. And so I finally have this one. This is the one that animated show was based off of, you know, with the Demon Hanjoy as a... Hansui is his name, I think. The guy who says, when you're like, Star-Lord? And he's like, I'm Star-Lord. And he's like, who?
Mm-hmm.
That guy's the voice of Black Panther in the animated Black Panther show.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah, and this is basically what that's based on. So that's pretty cool. Jimon Hansu. There you go. Thank you, Tai Chi.
Check out what Chris got me.
Oh, shit. What is that? Let me see. Who the fuck is that? Oh, is that Shang-Hua?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
That's a Shang-Hua shirt. That's fucking sick. Like, when do you ever see Soul Calibur shit, you know?
And like, look it's how, a sign, bro. You
look
start
how
playing.
Official this shit is. An actual Soul Calibur tag.
That's actually from Namco. Namdai.
Even inside the fucking the tag inside is also a Soul Calibur fucking printing on it, man. Shit's official, you know?
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty sick, yeah.
Steve got you a present too, but I forgot it.
Oh, that's okay.
But you know, it's out there somewhere.
I'll just blame you for it.
It's fine. It doesn't mean you're gonna get it. So yeah, pretty much does my focus week. Matrix, John Carpenter's Vampires, some comic reading, future comic reading to come more. Yeah, I guess that's about it, right? I don't think I did anything else. As we're talking, I am gonna open my first of these classic packs, his classic collection packs. See if I get anything cool. I probably
not.
That's cool. How many old school Digimon there are?
You better don't. Like
when they digivolve and stuff.
Yeah. Know? Ooh, a Devi. I can use some more Devimons on my Devimon deck.
Man.
All right. I don't know.
I'm too crazy. Yeah, I have to read these later. Yeah, I got to read. But anyway, yeah. So that being said, guys, we're gonna go into the main part of the show, which is the news. Tai Chi, and then yeah. That being said, we'll jump right into it.
Oh. Okay.
Anything else you want to say, AJ?
I'm badass.
Okay.
This is the news.
Oh, wait, you know what? I do have a question.
Yeah.
So we just got finished with freaking Hawkeye and Spider-Man No Way Home, or Far From Home. No, No Way Home.
All right.
What's next? When is next?
What's next in that whole saga, you mean?
What's MCU? What MCU's next?
That's funny you ask that. We actually don't know 100% because they haven't put a date on Moon Knight or
Miss Marvel.
Miss Marvel, but supposedly one of those is what's coming next. But there's no date on either one, so we don't know what's
and
coming first.
One of them said summer. I forgot which one said summer.
I don't remember either.
Then the next movie is fucking May because everything got pushed back, and that's...
It's supposed to be fucking March. That's bullshit.
Fucking Multiverse of Madness, Doctor mm-hmm. Strange, which, by the way, we forgot to talk about that last week on the show, the trailer.
Oh, yeah, we did forget to talk about that. So, yeah. You want to talk about that right now?
We could, yeah.
All right, guys. Because
now the trailer's out now, so...
Yeah, this isn't really a spoiler.
Anymore.
especially if you've seen Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, the second end credit scene is a trailer for Doctor Strange's Multiverse of Madness, yeah. which is now available to everyone on YouTube yep. or everywhere else if you want to watch it.
Yep.
So we're going to talk a little bit about that trailer. Yo, Strange Supreme?
That's strange, right?
From What If, right?
Right.
That's got to be him. That's so strange. It looks like him. And it makes sense because there was an interview maybe a month or two ago and he was saying... Yeah, he came on you know, Twitter or YouTube or whatever, you know, casting a video,
mm-hmm.
and he was doing this.
Oh, covering his face.
Yeah, Cumberbatch, and everyone kept asking him the questions, like, why are you covering your face? He's like, I can't show you my face because my face is a spoiler.
Hmm.
And I'm guessing he had all the dark rings and all the evil shit on him, so that's maybe he was looking like Strange Supreme, and that's why he didn't want us to see his face.
Yeah.
So that's pretty crazy.
That is.
Because, you know, we didn't think What If was going to connect so soon.
Yeah, to the MCU.
Yeah.
To the main storylines of the movies.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a thing. And I thought it was going to be like, oh, like versus Wanda, like now that, but no, looks like he just came to Wanda's help. And she even asked, oh, you're here to, like, you know, do something about the whole incident at the town over there.
She kind of started explaining herself, actually, about Westview.
Yeah, Westview, there you go. And he's like, nah, it's not even about that. Let's not even talk about that. Fuck that shit. I need you for something else.
And he's like, you ever heard of the multiverse?
Yeah. What'd you know about the multiverse? I wonder if she knows anything.
She's been reading the fucking Book of the Damned, yeah. so I'm sure she does.
And
she's in the book she's reading, which is trippy as fuck.
Damn, imagine finding a book about yourself that you never even knew it was written.
That's what we're saying, man. You imagine it even scarier. You read something called the Legendary Book of the Damned, and you're in it. And you're in it. You're like, oh, shit. That's not good. That's a bad sign.
The book about the birth of the universe, and you're in it. I'm like, what?
Oh, shit. No. This one motherfucker, AJ, came along, you know, and you're like, what?
And started the Big Bang. What? No.
Right? But yeah, there's some trippy implications with that.
Yeah.
What else did we see in there? We saw our boy Shuma-Gorath, which I called for months.
Is it Shuma?
I mean, he looks like him. He's got the eyes, the tentacle.
Tentacle-like, yeah.
I mean, he's got the giant eye. To me, the only thing that was making it questionable whether it was him or not back when we first found out about,
mm-hmm.
about, you know, Strange Supreme and all this, is that Shuma-Gorath was like, every time we saw him in the What If, he didn't have the giant eye. You know, the giant eye on his face.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, maybe...
All tentacles, yeah.
So that's why I was like, maybe he's not Shuma-Gorath.
So maybe it's that same creature, we just see it in full, but I don't think it's Shuma, though.
Yeah,
I hope it's Shuma, but I don't think they would have showed a Shuma that easily, you know?
But he looks... What else could he be? He looks just like him. Some people are saying he could be Garganta, which is this giant underwater monster from the Submariner shit. Oh. And he kind of looks a little like Shuma-Gorath.
Okay.
So people are saying that maybe it's Garganta. And, but
I'd rather believe that.
I mean, Shuma-Gorath,
especially since we have freaking Black Panther coming out pretty soon and all that as well, you know?
Yeah, but Shuma-Gorath, I mean, is actually connected to Doctor Strange.
You know, like, all that,
that's the
you
whole
know?
Thing, you know? Oh, shit, new Magna Dramon.
Yeah.
He has Recover 1 in his ability.
Oh, okay, that's cool. But, yes, there's not too much to... I feel like I had just more questions. A new Magna Dramon, interesting. More questions with the trailer. Like, I feel like... I guess that's all you're going to get is questions now.
Yeah,
huh?
That's what trailers are meant for, I think, is to make you...
It's like, what the fuck's going on? Like, why is this happening? I mean, I guess we have some type of clue after seeing, you know, the other Doctor Strange in there and all that, so...
Yeah.
That's about... I don't know. I don't know what to think about this trailer. It looks crazy, though. Kind of interested, but with Doctor Strange dealing with multiverse shit, you're just going to get questions, that's all.
Yeah, that's true.
Until we figure out the story. There's a new character shown in the... In the trailers too, what's her name?
Oh, America Chavez.
Yeah,
she's only there for a second, but she is in there.
Who is this?
So in comics, she's a young hero that can. You ready for this? This is the most unique superpower you've ever heard. She can kick star-shaped holes through the multiverse.
Through the multiverse.
Yeah, it's a different universe.
Oh, what the heck? Why?
Yeah, so she wants. I don't know why. I don't know how she got the power. I don't know anything about her like that.
Damn.
But all I know is that's her power. She kicks star-shaped holes through other universes.
I want to do that.
Yeah, man. I'm like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Here you go. You can have these. They're all yellow. But yeah, pretty cool shit. I'll take any blues you want to give me. And is there anything else in that trailer that looks interesting? I think that's all the main stuff, right? Was there any other cool things in there? Doctor Strange, Strange Supreme... Shuma-Gorath, maybe. America Chavez, maybe. Oh, shit. Let me have that motherfucker.
I don't know. This is an Imperial Dramon, man.
You motherfucker.
I do have an Imperial Dramon deck. Oh, maybe this shit is supposed to be, this is supposed to come out. So I just put it in the Imperial Dramon Dragon mode.
Also, I heard BT-8 has Paladin mode.
Who?
I heard BT-8 has Paladin mode, finally.
Oh, shit. Way down the line, though.
Yeah, way down the line.
You know what? So I was playing Digimon with my sister, and... I literally used my blue deck again, my Imperial Dramon deck, right? Because it's like the simplest deck. Everything
else. You're going to give me that motherfucker? Fuck you.
I have to consider. But it's like the simplest deck, right? It's not too complicated, you know? Yeah. So I literally used that, and I had to walk her through like playing the first two games. By the third game, she was kind of getting it, right? And then to end, she didn't even tell me she had this card in hand, but she had a Blitz Omni in her hand. Didn't even tell me about it, right? And she was just asking questions like, oh, like, I can do a level 7 on top of level 6s, right? I'm like, yeah, you can do all that. She's like, okay. And then she started playing and shit, started attacking me, right? And I showed her how to use the Imperial Dramon fucking unsuspend shit, right, correctly.
Oh, shit.
And she fucking, she got me 5 hits out of that shit. And I was dead. I had nothing left. And it was about to go to my turn. I was like, all right, but I got this. Like, I'm going to win this shit anyways right now, right? And she's like, well, I still have memory left, right? I'm like, yeah. So I can play this level 7, and it says I can still attack you if you go. I'm like,
and she put that together by herself.
Yeah,
too?
She put it together. I'm like,
shit.
Yeah, and you can attack me right now, and I can't block it. And she's like, that means I win, right? I'm like, yeah.
Wow.
Oh my God. I just got Blitz Omnied,
dude. Bring her with us. Let's go to a tournament.
I know, right?
She's our trump card.
Oh man, I was like, all right, I'm not helping you this next game at all. Like,
that's you figure this out.
You know what you're doing already.
Now we're equals.
Yeah, exactly. Right? But I was like, shit, I didn't even tell her how that shit worked. She just figured it out and killed me.
That's scary as fuck.
Yeah. But anyways, other news. Oh, yeah, so Doctor Strange, I guess nothing much to pull out of that other than it connects to What If.
Yeah.
Possibly even WandaVision.
And definitely Spider-Man. I mean, Loki, I would imagine. Spider-Man's only happening because of Loki, so.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. In a way, like, yeah, everything's connected to that. No one even knows.
Well, Feige said specifically that WandaVision, Loki, No Way Home, and Multiverse of Madness are all telling one story.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, separately from all the other shit going on.
Right, which, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, yeah, there you go, the next part's coming. Or, I guess Doctor Strange will be the finale of this whole multiversal shenanigans, right?
Maybe.
I mean, unless, like we said, Love and Thunder is going to be about that, which is possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all right. We'll see.
You got some news in?
Yeah, let's start. We're starting out with me?
Yeah, because I only got two things.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so first piece of news. Evangelion
ooh
topped the box office in Japan. Evangelion 4.0 was the
they're
most.
They're barely not telling us that.
Well, you know, they didn't know till the year was over. Like, for the year, like it's literally the most made money made movie in Japan.
Okay.
And
it's
man,
not, it's not No Way Home though.
I was gonna say in America, it's No Way Home because they're at $1.16 billion right now. So
billion shit, they made it to the billions already.
They're already in the billions.
Damn.
So that's even faster.
It's only been a few weeks.
Yeah, if you haven't been paying attention, that's even faster than Far From Home got a billion.
Yo, when's what's the what you may call it? That the record is it still held by Titanic or whatever?
Yeah, Titanic took it. Well, Avengers had it for a good 2 years, and then Titanic re-released.
Oh, bitches!
And took it back. Yeah, so Titanic is number one again.
Oh, Avatar has it right now, according to Tai Chi, not Titanic.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, not Titanic. Avatar. Avatar re-released.
The Last Airbender. Yeah, no, just kidding.
I wish. Avatar re-released and took it back from Avengers Endgame.
Bitches.
So it's not Avengers anymore. However, I think they're saying that Spider-Man No Way Home is like one of the fastest movies to ever reach a billion, like speed-wise.
Wait,
know?
So where's Avatar at then?
I don't know.
Oh.
It's number one right now. Yeah, Avatar is still number one.
Even over freaking Endgame? Oh, still like, okay, never mind.
Yeah, they took it back from Endgame.
So how far does No Way Home have to take it from Avatar?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Okay. Let us know, someone, while T continues the rest of the story.
Yeah, but you know, because of the success, I'm assuming because of the success, Sony and Marvel have struck a deal about Spider-Man. So they have a new long-term deal. We never get to know the details of these deals, but just know that Sony and Marvel are working together for the foreseeable future for Spider-Man. So
that's cool.
Yeah, I guess we don't have to be scared anymore. Mm-hmm. other cool things.
Oh, speaking of which, too.
Yeah.
So I had a question. Because I don't remember, but the Spider-Man animated thing that they announced, it was called like freshman year, right?
Yeah.
Is it high school freshman year college freshman year?
It's high school.
It's high school? Damn it. Okay.
It's supposed to be about when he actually got bit by the radioactive spider.
All right, then fine.
You don't like that?
No.
Okay.
I wanted to be about college freshman year because that's where we're going. Just saying. No spoilers.
Yeah, the next movie will probably be about that, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Let's see. Other things. Oh, so Vincent D'Onofrio has made some comments about his Kingpin. Where his Kingpin fits in this whole narrative and what's going on with him. So, the main thing to know is that Vincent D'Onofrio says, in his mind, when he's acting and from what he's been told by Marvel, it's the same Kingpin from the Netflix show.
Okay.
He's like, that's just, he said, from the notes he got and from the way he acted him and when his mind was working, he said he considered him to be the same Kingpin.
Okay.
The only directives he got from Marvel were these few things. He was told that Kingpin will be more powerful than he was in the Netflix series, and he'll be able to take more damage than he was able to in the Netflix series.
Oh, shit. So they buffed him
for this MCU patch. Yeah, he's been movie buffed, basically. You know, now he's movie ready. He can actually fight with Spider-Man now and stuff like
shit,
that.
Yeah.
So basically, he's more like a superhuman than he was. It's just like the comics, you know?
Didn't they say some shit about that, like about Daredevil 2?
I mean, yeah, they said that most of his body is not fat, it's muscle. But he was just human strong. Like, he was like ramming people's heads into pavement and shit. He wasn't ripping car doors off like he was in this, know, he didn't seem capable of doing anything wild like that, but in this he's fucking ripping car doors off like it wasn't a big deal. He didn't even look tired after he did that shit. I was like, oh fuck,
like an everyday thing.
He also took a fucking stretch limo to the chest.
That's true.
And he was cool. And he was still fighting Kate Bishop.
That's true.
I have a friend of mine that was complaining that Kate Bishop was able to beat him. And I'm like, dude, he took a stretch limo to the chest.
Yeah.
Like, it's acceptable that he lost that fight. Well, you know, he's a little tired, you know? Yeah. A little tired. But specifically, he said, it was established to me that this is after the blip and that Kingpin has lost the power that he had in Daredevil and he wants it back. And I think personally, just from observation, this can kind of further be noticed by seeing that Kingpin, you know, was meeting up with Kate's mom in the back of like a storehouse or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was nothing too fancy. It was pretty low key and like kind of dinky looking, honestly.
Yep.
So I feel like maybe he is the Kingpin from the live action, from the Netflix. And the other reason I think that he might be that is he was using that cane.
Yeah.
And you know, which, you know, you could just say that maybe he is more like the comic book version because the cane has that diamond on top. But it kind of looked like he needed that cane. Like, maybe he was using it to walk. Mm-hmm. If anyone remembers, Daredevil fucked him up after the last part of season three, and specifically fucked up his knees. So I feel like maybe he, you know, he needs that cane, and maybe that's why he's using it, you know? But who knows? We don't really know. Nothing specific was said. Other rumors being thrown around is that Charlie Cox's Daredevil is set to be more enhanced than he was in his TV shows.
Yeah,
so Daredevil's actually, you know, this is just rumor. We don't know for sure, but it seems like Daredevil's going to be more Daredevil than he was in the show. Like, maybe the echolocation is stronger. Maybe he can sense things even better. As a matter of fact, what we saw in No Way Home was pretty surprising. Oh, sorry, for anyone that hasn't seen No Way Home.
Spoilers.
We're gonna talk a little bit about Spider-Man No Way Home. So anyone doesn't want to know about it, just stop listening.
Okay, give us 1 minute.
Delta Spider-Man talking. No Way Home, so don't listen.
Delta talking.
Okay, we're going to talk now. Yeah, the Daredevil shows up in there, and he's quite superpowered. He's able to catch something before Spider-Man.
Yeah, I was going to mention that too, but I think it's only because of the way they were sitting. Like, just because it was going to pass Daredevil first. Yeah, he was closer to it than Spider-Man was. They both sensed it.
But that still implies he's at least equal to him.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't feel like in the show that he was that superhuman. Like, you know what I mean?
And
like,
to catch a fucking brick, you know?
No, but I'm saying in the Netflix show, I didn't feel like he was that powerful, like that superhuman. You know what I mean? That he would catch a brick without looking like, I don't know. Nothing made me feel like he was that fucking good, you know? But in this one, I'm like, that's some fucking Daredevil shit now. Like, you just fucking caught that as soon as the window broke, and like, I don't know.
Thinking about it now, that was a stupid move by Daredevil if he wanted to keep his identity secret, you know? Because he knows Spider-Man is fucking strong and shit, right? Why not let Spider-Man deal with the brick? Why has he got to save Spider-Man, you know? I mean, I'm just saying.
You know, that's a good point. Maybe he's not. Maybe this Daredevil's more confident and not scared. You know, maybe he's. Maybe he's got. You know, after the blip, maybe he's got Hell's Kitchen on lock a lot more, so he's not scared to let his ability down. You know,
maybe. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just throwing stuff.
He is a really good lawyer. So.
Yeah, maybe good lawyers just do that.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So yeah. That's all I have about Kingpin and what we know for sure. Was there anything else that Vincent D'Onofrio said that you guys need to know? I think that was about it. Yeah. Interesting stuff. Most pirated movie in the world right now is Matrix Resurrection.
Cool.
I just thought that was interesting.
I was a pirate. It's on fucking HBO Max, guys.
Bro, come on. You know the internet finds a way.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's fine. It's happening. But, okay, other quick piece of news. So, oh, yeah, we're going to make this quick. We got 30 minutes.
Oh, true.
Okay,
shit. That's
okay,
right.
So.
Where the fuck am I going?
We fired a telescope into outer space, finally.
Fuck yeah.
This has been something that they've been trying to do. They've been working on this for, like, I think, almost 10 years.
Okay.
About, you know, shooting the spaceship into outer space that's going to be containing a telescope. And they're going to shoot it outside of the solar system so it can take pictures even further than we've ever been able to see.
I did hear a little bit about this, yeah.
Who knows what the fuck we're going to see with that. Government's already admitting aliens are real and shit over here, you know?
Are they already?
We talked about this like a year ago.
Yeah, that's true.
See? That's how low-key it was,
man. Yeah, that was
low-key. People don't even remember that.
Like, I don't believe that actually happened because it was so low-key.
I know. It's crazy that you can look it up now and you could show it to someone that, nah,
that's not real.
Like, I would have heard about it, you know. And like, bro, I'm telling you, they said
the
it.
The government,
like,
said it,
and they're like, nah, I would have heard about it. You know? So, but yeah, so telescope is out there now. Once it gets to where it's going, which I don't think it has yet, I think it's gonna take a few weeks to get where it's going. Cause
Are they using Google Maps or something like that? Or?
Google Maps, I don't know. But I mean, I would assume to get out of the solar system isn't like a 3-day adventure, you know. That's gonna take a little while,
I guess.
Maybe a few weeks,
maybe.
But you know, it's on the way. You know, it's going.
All right.
There's a manga I never heard about that I think might be worth checking out, called Cat Plus Gamer. I mean, it's a manga. You know, it's got that element going. It's about video gaming.
Okay.
You know, there's even a little D-pad between the cat plus gamer.
And a cat.
I mean, what else do gamers want? Look.
Yeah,
even,
that's true.
Even book two, look, he's right there with the GameCube controller or some shit. Or
PlayStation controller,
PlayStation?
Yeah.
Okay, PlayStation. I haven't checked this out yet. I know this is a thing that's probably going to get made into an anime, so I'm just kind of putting you guys on the watch now.
I'm going to have to go watch this. Or read it.
It's probably going to be an anime soon. Don't even be afraid, man. I'm sure we'll hear about it in the next few months. So, yeah, there's something to know about. Sadly, okay, this is both a football and a video game loss. I'm sure you
already know
about
this. Oh, you're
going to
bring this up. That's crazy. Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, it affects both sports and gaming. Yeah. We got to talk about it because one of the most legendary video game franchises of all time. I'm talking about up there with Super Mario Brothers, up there with fucking, you know,
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Like, what other, you know, titles are big? You know, Crash Bandicoot. Yeah. All these things. Is the Madden video game series. As a matter of fact, this is the first video game tournament I'd ever heard about. Way before me and AJ discovered any fighting game tournaments. I knew about Madden tournaments, that was a thing. And not only was that a thing, that was the beginning of adult gaming.
I guess
that was
so,
the beginning of adult gaming. People, guys getting together and fucking playing each other in Madden tournaments for money, for money and shit like that. And you know, so sadly, the legend that started it, John Madden, has passed away. I believe it was yesterday, or was it today?
I think it was yesterday. If it wasn't yesterday, it was Monday, but I'm pretty sure it was yesterday. It was Tuesday, I believe.
Yeah, so, you know, it's sad to hear. He was quite old, so he did live a full life.
I think it was like 75.
Yeah, 75, that's right.
Do you know what?
You know, oh, I'm sorry, he was 85.
Oh, it was 85. I know it was a five.
Yeah,
but he was like the one of the, I think, original, or at least one of the, he coached the Raiders for sure, I know that. And I'm pretty sure he won some Super Bowls doing that too. So he kind of made the Raiders a thing. I'm not sure if he ever played in the NFL, but I know he definitely coached. And he was actually one of the ones, I think it was his voice that made the video game series a big thing. Because they wanted to do football video games. They weren't sure how, but he kind of came through and was like, yeah, just put my voice in there, put my face in there, people will buy it. And it's been a thing ever since.
They did, it worked. So he really pushed gaming forward. He pushed the tournament scene forward, and we're all about fighting games here. So, like, thank you, because I don't think MLB would have been a thing without the Madden, community starting it off. You know, it's something that gamers can get together and, like, create something bigger than, you know, we thought it could be. You know, so, like, the fact that we heard about Madden tournaments and never fucking played sports games in our lives, like, you know, that says a lot to me. You know,
I remember when the 64 first came out, they were showing Madden like crazy, because that was the first time you have, like, fucking, that camera view, like, behind the players and all that. That was fucking crazy.
It's funny you mentioned that. I remember when the games came out, there were four games talked about. Mario 64, Ocarina of Time, Madden,
like, and then Star Fox.
Yeah, those are the four games I remember them talking about when the 64 came out. And I was always remember seeing, like, it's funny seeing these cartoony, dope-ass, like, energetic-looking things, and you see this old white guy next to it, you know, just standing next to it, and you're like, okay, this is on the same level? Like, all right, interesting. So, you know, rest in peace to John Madden. Thank you for everything you did for gaming tournaments, and just for ML, like NFL in general. I'm sorry.
NFL.
NFL in general. So, yeah, John Madden, rest in peace. A little quick thing. Is there anything else I want to talk about? Based on job information that's being posted for Star Wars, you know, under Disney, apparently there's going to be an animated series about Tales of the Jedi. For anyone that doesn't know, that's an old school, super famous comic book. If you were ever grew up in the 90s, this shit was rampant when the Star Wars movies were done, because this is all people had to see more Star Wars stories before they started making the prequels and stuff. This comic was wildly popular, and apparently the Star Wars media is going to attack this in an animated series. The jobs they're looking for the studio are animation jobs for Icon. And then just some of the project names are Tales of the Jedi. And I'm like, okay, so apparently they're making animated Tales of the Jedi stuff. So anybody who's an animator wants to get involved in this, better start fishing Star Wars right now, because they're looking for people right now.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. And if you ever want to just get into Star Wars lore, you know, it's never too late, man. They're going back into the old comics and stuff. Sadly, oh man, that's, speaking of that, I didn't see Boba Fett yet, man. It came out last night.
It's already out.
Yeah, the first episode came out. And it's funny, we're talking about Star Wars comics, because these stories being talked about were first kind of talked about in the Star Wars comics, about Boba Fett surviving a Sarlacc pit. And man, I really wish I would have got to it before this episode, but I didn't get a chance to. So sorry about that, guys. We'll give you a review later on. Maybe even later on tonight, if I can watch it in between AJ being gone, we'll see.
Cobra Kai comes out later in this week.
Shit, Cobra Kai comes out. I've been meaning to watch season one, just so I can kind of, like.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet? Oh,
no,
it's fucking.
I rewatched some of them, and then you know, like what's it called, the next Karate Kid. I think I saw that too now, so I'm ready to watch that show. I just need to do it. I'm just being lazy. You want to tell some news real quick, AJ?
So this got announced.
Should we do toy roundup first?
Now let's do this first, and then we'll go into that.
Okay.
This was finally announced. This Lego set, Sonic the Hedgehog Lego set. So I think early in the year we talked about this, where someone actually created a set based off Sonic. It was just some random person.
Yeah,
and
we
then
did.
They submitted it to Lego, and Lego kind of accepted it as something that they'll put into, you know, their series, their sets, and all that. And it's coming out, I think, on the 1st. I think this week. For $70, it's $1,125 pieces. Oh yeah, set for January 1st for $70. So guess what I'm doing on the 1st of the month? Fucking trying to find
this fucking Sonic set.
Gonna order it online, so I don't have to go out and look for it.
Just like our Digimon sets.
But it looks pretty cool. It might you might be able to continue it off somehow, like, because at the end of the stage here, there's like little pegs that stick out. So it looks like you can disconnect it and reconfigure it in different ways, and maybe add more to it in the future. I don't know. Oh, hopefully that'll be kind of cool. But I'm kind of down for this set, though.
Nice.
Looks
nice.
Cool. Also, Chaos Emeralds there and all that. I'm not sure how I feel about Robotnik's face right there, but
yeah, I don't like that either. Because Sonic looks so good, so that's weird that he looks so whack.
Yeah, they could do something better with the Robotnik for sure. But yeah, look out for this in a couple of weeks in the show.
All right, little video gaming justice here. Riot Games has reached a settlement with women who banded together to sue them in a class action lawsuit back in 2018. And Riot Games finally gave up. They fucked up. And they're paying out this class action settlement $100 million.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of been a thing that's been addressed a lot more. Is it the sexism to women in video game companies? And that shit needs to fucking stop. I didn't realize how rampant it was till maybe a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah, and then that's what Activision has been dealing with this last year.
Yeah, Blizzard
past
and Activision.
Few months, yeah.
Yeah, so apparently Riot Games, you know, I forgot that was happening with Riot Games too. But yeah, they finally, you know, admitted to their shit and they're paying them out. Right, that's pretty cool. I like that. I like that that's happening finally.
Yeah.
One other thing. Wait, actually, you have another piece of news you want to tell
me? Tour roundup?
Oh, yeah, you know, let's do tour roundup first. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's see what else.
So, from Wags, since he's not here in person.
Welcome back to another toy roundup, possibly the last one for 2021. We'll see. And usually I have my glass cases behind me, my action figures, but the floor is freezing.
Is he saying he's going to send us a bonus episode?
So you guys got nothing for you to work at today. So first up. You guys remember that the DC Direct company had their doors closed, and DC Direct was responsible for making the Batman animated series figures, and they also were doing a deceased line, you know, like the
zombies,
but with DC characters. But they never got produced, even though they were so far along. And then now McFarlane has the license, and guess what? They're bringing deceased back from the dead, because they're zombies. So they're bringing the exact same figures that were supposed to be coming out last year. They're bringing those figures out, and the whole line consists of, let's see, Zombie Flash, Zombie Superman, Zombie Harley Quinn, Zombie Supergirl. Yeah, that's it so far. There were other figures that were supposed to be coming out in that deceased line, but I'm sure we'll see them eventually. It's just amazing that these figures that were canceled and were never going to see the light of day, that they've come back. Now, who knows what kind of changes they'll make to the figures. I'm not sure if they're going to change maybe some of the paint apps or add some new accessories. Because I don't know. I don't think that they're going to be the exact same figures that were supposed to be. I'm sure McFarlane will make some tweaks to them. Anyways, they've raised the price a little bit. They're $29.99 as opposed to the rest of their toy line, which is usually $24.99. That gets me very excited. I do like this line. I will probably invest in it. But I have questions about the Batman animated series line, because we were supposed to get some more figures before the company closed down, before DC Direct closed down. So I'm hoping McFarlane revives that toy line as well, because I need that second series Batman, you know, New Adventures Batman. I'm missing that one. I have the Justice League Batman, and I have the original animated series Batman. I just need that one in the middle, and I'll be golden. So we're gonna give every toy company a chance to shine. Moving on to NECA now.
NECA
has been taking pre-orders. Started I think a week ago, 2 weeks ago maybe, for two new figures. Now they're doing the whole pre-order to be made thing that we've talked about before, where you pre-order it and then they make it. So that way there's no limited quantities. The people that want it get it, and then the people that don't get it to pay triple the price later. So get it now. Pre-order it now if you really want it. And the two new figures are an Ultimate Foot Soldier
oh.
from the animated series.
Ultimate.
And the other one is not a figure per se. It is a collection of figures. It is a Mouser
multi-pack.
And so the Ultimate Foot Soldier comes with a ton of accessories.
Let me talk about this.
An alternate head, so he has a yellow foot or a red foot on its face. Oh, it comes with a third head, where the face is the robot face is exposed. Some kind of fan, some ninja stars, like 4 or 5 guns, 2 swords, a spear, or I guess a naginata is what it's called. And I think that's some ooze. And then with the Mousers, you get 5 Mousers and then a 6 broken Mouser.
This one was a ran over
2
one?
2 broken Mousers. A bunch of rats for some reason. Pizza.
Because they're Mousers.
A VHS tape was probably my Mousers favorite accessory pizza? From that whole
No, they eat rats.
Game. And it's a cool looking set. They both
Wait,
are about
$30. Oh, that's why the
again,
rats
it's
are there.
It's pre-ordered to be made. So, and there's no limit. They're not limited
when
to
rats
you
eat
on
pizza.
How many you can get. You can get True. 10 of these. You can get 20 of these. How many you want. They will make
30.
Now as long as you have Is that making a rat?
So, hey, Anthony, you want to build that foot soldier army or that Mouser army? Bam, right there. As many
Easy.
As you want or can afford. And then also recently announced for Marvel Legends is the Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness wave. And I have to say, they picked some interesting figures for this wave. Now, the Build-A-Figure is Rintra, who's a big Minotaur, who in the movie, I'm not going to spoil anything, but he, I fucking hate him. I don't like him at
Wait,
all.
Who?
He's a terrible choice for a Build-A-Figure. And he's a terrible choice for a figure in general. I don't know why they'd make him.
Who, what character?
I still like him. He's just...
Minotaur?
Some Minotaur. I don't know.
He's a bad character. They got Wong. That's nice. They
cool.
have a new Doctor Strange in his outfit from the movie. So it's very different from the previous Doctor Stranges. If you look at the chest area. They have Despair from the comics. Sleepwalker from the comics. They have America Chavez, which is a good face. They got Mordo. But this is the weird one to me. They have Astral Projection Doctor Strange. But
what?
If take a look at the outfit that he's wearing. He's wearing his older outfit. And at
no
point does he wear that
lame.
Outfit. He doesn't like
that's
astral project
movie.
Out of his body and switch clothes. Like I don't know
Fucking
why they
up,
choose
Marvel.
That just seems like a
lazy.
That just seems like an excuse to reuse an older mold
mm-hmm.
just to get some more money out of it. I mean, there were better options than this figure to put in the line. But I understand that they don't want to spoil anything. But you know, we already have some things spoiled. We know that Scarlet Witch is in this. How about a new Scarlet Witch with the sleeves like in the movie? Or
Oh, that's
I can't
true.
Say anything else.
Oh, he knows
I can't
too much.
Say anything else without spilling the beans.
He's seen the fucking movie, so.
But I just think
we don't
that,
know that.
the Build-A-Figure for this wave and
look, bro,
that's
gotta be Shuma Gorath. Look at that motherfucker.
He's his little younger brother.
No, man, you ate like 3 times already. No more, chubby. I think the Build-A-Figure for this wave and the Astral Projection Strange are just weird choices for this, and there are better options. But I guess they can't do all the figures that. They want to because they would give away certain secrets of the movie, which is kind of what happened with the Spider-Man So Far From Home So We Can't Get Back movie that just came out, where you know they had the selection of characters were very odd, and then after seeing the movie you're like, well, how come none of these got turned into action figures? I mean, we already
Kraven
know that
was in
there.
Remember, I was thinking
like,
it was gonna be
like,
Kraven in the movie,
mm-hmm.
and there was no Sinister
Electro,
Six,
but none of them were made into action figures. Instead, we got like 3 different Spider-Men. What the fuck? That's lame. And then. I mean, I'm cool with the Doctor Strange figure that we got, but I don't know, just the choices that they had in that way were questionable, for sure. And I guess at the time, they chose those figures because they didn't want to spoil the movie. And I'm ranting again. The last bit of news, Transformer-wise, we're coming at the end of the Kingdom line. This is the very last wave. Right now, everyone's after that Tigertron figure. They're going nuts. I mean, I have a toy store, technically. And we've been working a lot of conventions, and that's all I've been getting for questions. Oh, you have this, oh, that's great. Do you have Tigertron? Do you have Tigertron? Do you have Tigertron? That's all people are asking for. It's driving me nuts.
No, I want
Shut
it.
And one guy returned something, and he's like, oh, I changed my mind about this. Do you have Tigertron? It's like, The last characters in the Kingdom Wave the hot ones are Tigertron and Blaster, obviously. So the next line that they're announcing is called Transformers Legacy. Which celebrates the entire history of Transformers. So they're going to be pulling characters from Transformers Prime, Beast Wars, Armada, all over the... So now there's no focus to the line. It's just like whatever they feel like doing. And they've already announced a couple figures. But I'll tell you about the next wave of Studio Series. Remember, Studio Series celebrates the history of the movies. And, you know, they're kind of running out of characters to pull. So they did the animated movie for a little while. And they're going to run out of characters soon from there. So... What's the next movie that they're going to pull characters from? Well, remember the Bumblebee movie? Remember the 2 minutes at the beginning where they were showing all the old characters?
No, I haven't seen it.
I see either. Damn, we need to watch that movie.
They're gonna do. It's like Star Wars now, where they just pull any character from the background that was there for like 2 seconds and turns them into an action figure. So they're doing all the characters from the Cybertron scene. And you know what? I'm all in. This looks amazing. I love that 2 minute scene, and I'm super stoked to get all this.
So dumb. I like how you complain about it.
And then he's like, down with it.
From the Bumblebee movie, we have Ratchet in his Cybertron mode. We have Wheeljack. We have Voyager Soundwave. And yes, this just does open up to fit in a cassette.
Nice.
But that cassette looks stupid. We have Ravage, and his cassette mode is awful. It just looks so bad.
Wow.
Eventually they're going to turn that Ratchet into an Ironhide. I mean, those two characters are interchangeable with their bodies and whatnot. And then we have Shockwave too. But this is a core class figure, so it's like one of those little tiny, little itty bitty ones. And that's it for the news. Let me share a little bit of something before we end it. So last night I shared my Christmas list, but I thought it'd be kind of fun to keep talking about things that I'm looking for or that I'm hunting for at the time or of the week. So right now I am hunting Hitmonkey because I saw this series on Hulu and I loved it. And I, you know, hashtag Hitmonkey in the MCU. Am I too old to be saying hashtag? I think about it.
You're saying it weird. So yes.
I want the Hitmonkey figure that came out. There's two that exist. There's one in a white suit. There's one in a black suit. The white suit's newer and it's cheaper, but I want the black suit one because I don't know if I can paint the white suit's jacket because it's like a softer plastic. I don't know if it'll hold black paint. So I want the black. And it is expensive on eBay. I saw it at Frankenstein's, and I've been trying so hard to go back to Frankenstein's to get that one because it's way cheaper at Frankenstein's. But it's probably gone by now. So I'm hunting Hitmonkey. And I was also hunting a Tigertron, like everybody else. And on the way, your guys' house yesterday.
Oh, shit.
And I got talking to us this morning.
Shit, that's meta. That's meta as fuck.
Tigertron.
What the fuck? Where?
What?
Now.
He got one?
If you guys are interested about the figure, check out my YouTube. I do.
Ooh, check him out. Fucking cross promotion over here.
And now I'm focusing on mini reviews, less than a minute.
Damn.
Called the Bright Side Reviews, which talks about the good things about an action figure, and then the
that's a fucking 10-hit combo right there.
Which talks shit about a figure. Each one's about a minute. They're quick, and, you know, because I don't have time like that. So if you're interested about Tigertron, how it functions,
TikToks.
Check that out. Should be up in the next couple days.
I hate the TikTok.
And is there anything else I'm looking for? I'm also building a new model kit. It's Blitzwing from the new Trumpeter Bumblebee Transformer line.
You gotta ask him about that.
I'll show it to you when I'm done. And anything else toy-wise right now, I am also looking for... Grimlock wants a new toy mouse. He ripped his to shreds. Yes, don't worry, I won't forget about you. And then I'm also looking for Slammer from the Deluxe line, because I need to build my last tower for Metroplex, the Autobot City.
Shit.
And I need me a blaster, because I have my last blasters from the Fall of Cybertron line, which was like 10 years ago, so I need an update like badly. So I'm looking for all those things currently, but I did get my Tigertron, so that's off my list right now. And hopefully I can get them before school starts. And if I don't see you guys, Happy New Year. Happy holidays. Hopefully I can do another one soon. Take care. Thanks for joining me. Have a good one. Bye.
All right. That was Toy Roundup. I guess we're going to jump real quick into some fast news for you guys. One thing.
I have questions.
All right. What's the question?
No, when he gets here.
All right. So, Gremlins. Anyone knows Gremlins? It's an old school classic horror /
I've heard of it. What the fuck is this?
Adventure fun movie? I don't know. But this is some movie that's been made by someone who's pretty famous that's been making I guess he has like an online series of musical based stuff. His name is Nick Letzko. And he's been kind of working with some of the Gremlins people, and he's made a Gremlins 3 with all his musical elements. I don't know if it's fully canon or not. I'm sure it's not, but this is about the child of Jennifer Aniston and Gizmo, because they kind of hook up at the end of the second one. And yeah, it's really weird. And yeah, this is called Gremlins Dawn of Desmond, and you know, that's the name of the kid. I don't know what to fucking think about this. I haven't seen it myself. I'm sure it's really fucking weird. Apparently there's a cameo from a couple characters from the original Gremlins cast.
Okay.
I don't know what the fuck I'm... I don't know how to feel about this whole thing. So I guess we'll see.
I gotta see the movie.
I'll tell you one thing. One thing is that, you know, Gizmo's whole thing is you're not supposed to eat or drink after 10 or after midnight or something. Yeah. And he makes a bunch of evil versions of himself. If it's really this human hybrid version of it, that's gonna be terrifying.
Yes.
Makes copies of himself that are fucking evil looking. Look, and that might be what we're seeing in the background.
Maybe.
Which is really fucking scary.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to feel about this. I don't know if it's musical or not, or if it's just like straight up. But I guess we'll see. I'll try to watch it.
Soon, it says in the bottom there.
All right, AJ?
Yeah, speaking of maybe movies, I don't think it's movies based, but this rumor is going around saying that the homegirl who played freaking, oh my God, Yelena, from Black Widow.
Oh,
from
my
all that,
God.
Might be voicing and using her likeness for Samus Aran in a Metroid Prime 4 game.
Damn.
In the game.
Oh, in the game.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were talking about a show or a movie. Oh, she'll be the likeness of Samus?
Yeah. I think she could do a good Samus.
Dude, she could do a great Samus.
Right?
Have you ever seen... Oh, you don't watch horror movies. You've never seen Midsommar, huh?
No.
Her American accent is great.
Oh, she's American?
No.
Okay.
She's British.
Ah.
But you already heard her Russian accent's good?
Yeah.
And I'll confirm for you, her American accent's great. I didn't even know she was British until she did an interview, which happens with most of the British
and
actors.
And you know, I don't think an accent matters for Samus, because I don't think she's really spoken before, so we don't know if she has an
she
accent
could be
or
British.
Not. So, you
she
know.
Could even be Russian. She could be Yelena's voice, for all we know.
Exactly.
But, yeah, all I know is that if they did want to go with her original voice pattern, which is American accent, she has a great American accent, so she could do that too, you know? It's pretty cool.
Ooh, with the intentions of later making a movie.
Ooh,
for Metroid.
That's called synergy, so, right there. Corporate synergy.
Yeah, that corporate
right?
synergy, yeah. So, yeah, we'll see if that happens or not. But, like, yeah, I'm not mad at this character or her being. I think that's a good pick. I'm not mad at that. That
All
sounds
right.
cool.
And my last piece of news here, real quick. Chloe Zhao comes out and says they were originally going to do a different ending for Eternals. Tai Chi. This probably speaks to what your friend saw 2 years ago before Eternals came out. And so she said they tested this and people didn't like it because it was too sad and too bleak. And the way Eternals was supposed to end was, you know, they stopped the fucking, the birth of the Celestial, just like they did in the movie, right?
Right, right.
But at the end, Eshram pulls them in and tells them, you guys fucked up. You guys are all getting your memory erased.
Right, okay.
And he erases all of their memories and puts them back on the ship and it ends with them going to the next planet to try again, to do it somewhere else. So they saved Earth just like they did in the movie.
Yeah.
But they don't get any happy endings. They all get taken back by the Celestial.
All of them.
And they all get their memory erased. And it ends with them basically exactly how this movie started. They're all going on a mission to go fucking do another planet now. And that was the ending.
What's wrong with that ending?
It's fucking dark and sad.
It kind of like, is. Yeah.
It's dark and sad. And everything they worked for, they don't get. They all lose. Like, Cersei doesn't get Dane.
Mm.
Sprite doesn't get to be human.
Right.
Fucking, what's his name? You know, Icarus doesn't get his piece by killing himself or whatever. Like, they're all just fucking put back into the cycle at the end. And I guess people didn't like it. Too dark and too bleak.
Wow, okay.
You know, Marvel movies aren't like that. You
true,
know? They don't end,
true,
they don't end like that, sadly.
Yeah.
Even when someone dies in a Marvel movie or something at the end, there's always some kind of hope. And brightness, like even I don't want to say anything because you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But you know, in even a more recent movie, there's some dark stuff that happens, but the ending is still kind of hopeful.
Yeah.
So you're just kind of like, oh, okay, it's cool. I don't think people were ready for that dark ending that she was going to give. So
yeah.
Tai Chi, I'm guessing this is the version your friend saw that didn't like the Eternals. Remember, he told us a friend of his had seen it.
I forgot
it and
about
hated
that,
it.
But yeah, that's right.
And he probably hated it because that's what he saw. Because
yeah.
They said they actually got to test that version.
Yeah.
So. You know, little pieces of the puzzle getting answered here.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. I'm Focus Week. AJ?
Oh, nothing else?
No,
because I see some other things in here. But okay.
There's a Jigglypuff Poké Tune. You want to show the picture real quick, AJ?
Oh, okay.
It just got released yesterday. There's now a Jigglypuff Poké Tune. It just got released by Pokemon.
Poké Tunes are supposed to be a thing. That's right.
They're still happening, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And now there's a Jigglypuff one, both in English and Japanese. So you can check out both.
They had that Pokemon, like, was it Evolutions? I think it's what it's called, something like that. I heard the last episode just dropped, so you can go watch all that if you want to binge it.
Ooh, I do want to binge that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's bingeable now. And speaking of bingeable... if it's true, it is true. The next Karate Kid, what is it called? Fucking
Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai's season 4 is dropping on the 31st. So might go and maybe binge that. I don't know. Maybe I might have to squeeze it in between all the My Hero Academia that I got to catch up on.
Oh, shit. Hey, real quick. I saw a fucking 4-movie set on a DVD with all the Karate Kids.
Mm-hmm.
I was just about to buy it. I had it in my hand. I was in the fucking line.
I've been plotting buying that,
and
too.
I looked at it,
uh-huh.
And the fourth movie was not the next Karate Kid with Julie. It was the Jaden Smith one.
That's fine. I'm down
and
with that.
I put it right back on the shelf. I'm like, nope. That's not Karate Kid 4. The
it's
next
not.
Karate Kid is Karate Kid 4. Like, this shit doesn't count. This shit doesn't count.
That's funny.
All right, go on.
But yeah, so Cobra Kai, hopefully, you know, maybe play some more Pokemon. Try to sneak in some Soul Calibur training possibly, right?
Wait, after the podcast, I must regale you of the story, you know, of the tale of me winning the hammer back again. I don't know if you noticed that the hammer's still there.
Yes.
That's not because I forgot it. Because I swept them undefeated.
I was watching the because
oh you were watching
it was casting yeah
you saw their defeats
and I caught the last end of it yeah.
Just a spoiler alert, they were all like that.
All right, good to know.
Yeah.
So I didn't miss much then.
Yeah.
And then yeah, I might do it. I kind of want to buy a BT5 box.
I know. I'm trying to resist. Wait,
not six.
Not six. Five.
Five.
What
fuck
looking,
six. I got. I don't like.
I'm done with six. I got everything I need from six. The only my appeal for six is getting the Omnimon, but I don't care.
For five, just looking for more Zorts and Zort defeats.
Yo, you gotta give me that Imperial Dramon, man. I gave you a Zort. I gave you a Zort defeat, man. You gotta give me that Imperial Dramon, bro. I need that guy.
I don't know. I've been holding off my Imperial Dramon because I heard Imperial Dramon's gonna be coming back later on. It's coming back. That's the only reason why I kept that deck around for so long.
Well, I heard Zord Defeat's coming back. I need that back now.
But yeah, I want to get more of those so I can return yours. That's what I was. I need, and plus, I need it for another deck too. So I need six. It only has like six Zord Defeats laying around. It's burning a hole in your pocket. Just let me know. Just send them over to me.
If you just happen to have six Zord
Defeats, just six. So I just need
no
six.
Big deal. No
you
big
know,
deal.
Four for one deck and two for another.
Shit.
Just saying.
You know, I could use one
anyone
more.
Can help me
I,
out.
I could use one more classic Zort. So I might have to. Maybe I should get a BT5 also. Yeah. I've been thinking about it because I don't. Zort Defeat would be good to have, but I don't need it. Need it, but Zort. Fuck. Actually, that card is dope, man. Like I want that card.
Zort's good, yeah. So I mean, I might go and do that. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking of buying some new 3D printer parts so I can just buff up my 3D printer so I can just 3D print some shit.
You should print us more of these Digimon coins and you can put any Digimon on it. Like
true.
You know, they only got the four. You can.
Oh
put
no,
it
I might
you.
I might make a freaking power coin and put a Triceratops in there and so I gotta have a morpher.
Go Power Rangers. I'm down. All right. For my focus week, I'm just gonna probably go through these cards, kind of mess around with them, put them together and stuff. You know. Man, fucking getting brutal in Splatoon, so I might keep playing that. I'm so annoyed, though, man. I feel like right when I'm about to get my last category, because I want all four categories S, right when I'm going to get the last category S, I swear I start getting a flood of whack teams where I'm like, I'm doing all this crazy shit. I killed all four team members, and I'm over here like holding the base down, and I jump back, kill one more. I'm like, well, surely they've completed the goal by now.
Yeah.
No. And I'm like, they're all dead. Who are you fighting? Go
yeah,
run it.
Where
you know?
Are you?
Dude,
I hate that shit.
I even got this technique, bro, where if I see someone going, I know how to run up to them and jump up and blast them in the face. Like, jump them out, like almost like I'm punching them, you know? Like jump and hit them close range and just murk them. I'm starting to get good at that. I swear, every time my fourth category is about to be S, I run into somebody who just can't. Fuck. I get run to a team that cannot help me. And I'm like,
that sucks.
It's just such a burn.
You know, I did play some Splatoon with my niece as well. Just like 1v1. She doesn't know what she's doing in Splatoon either. I was like, oh, like Splat Zones, Tower. You don't know how to play any of these? She's like, no. Because she wanted
they're
play
weird, bro. It took me a long time to get them.
It's because she wanted to play story mode. That's why.
Oh, she plays story mode.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I guess I have no excuse. Because remember, I was having a hard time fucking figuring out how Splat...
freaking Clam Blitz is the
Clam Blitz dude was throwing me out.
Yeah.
You explained it to me like five times and I was like, I don't get it, bro. I don't understand. Like, I remember that.
But yeah, maybe I gotta get back into that too though, for sure.
All right.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna play more Pokemon, yeah.
If I didn't Pokemon Snap, yeah.
Not Snap, but fucking Pearl.
And Snap.
And I'll try to fit some Snap in there too, man. They got so much to do, shit.
I know, man.
I think I might go to Frankincense this weekend. Thinking
oh,
about
shit.
That.
You're gonna do it, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, I should join you. This is the only weekend I'll have off for God knows how long.
I'm gonna go on New Year's Day since it's open New Year's Day.
Maybe I'll go with you. I haven't been there in a long time.
All right, yeah.
Unfocused.
Unfocused. All right, we're out. What are you guys doing? Let us know somehow.
Stick around for after show, maybe.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every
Wednesday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Don't forget to subscribe!